This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Pleasant View Medical Care Facility. Patient first name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, last name is Bendall, B-E-N-D-A-L-L-L. Date of birth is September 5, 1934. Date of evaluation is 3-28-2023. Next paragraph, chief complaint, psychiatric follow-up and management of dementia, comma, psychosis, comma, depression, and to assess efficacy of current medications. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is an 88 years old female who is well familiar to our service. Patient was last seen by a PA on January 31st, 2023, and also seen by therapist Rachel Woods on February 16th, 2023. I discussed her condition with nursing staff. Staff reports that patient can get verbally abusive, screams at staff, and remains out of touch with the reality. Patient is poorly compliant on medications at times, but apparently her daughter works here and staff has to seek daughter's assistance in getting patient to take medications sometimes. During my evaluation, patient was very confused. She was unable to hold a coherent conversation. She did not respond to questions to assess her mood, cognition, She kept on stating that, quote, it's nice to see me, unquote. No medication adverse effects reported, but a patient did apparently fail due to poor safety awareness. Next paragraph, interval, medical, social, family history, date of last visit, January 31st, 2023. Next paragraph, please check a review of medical, family, social history, indicate no changes since last visit as noted above except as listed below. Next paragraph, medical history, unremarkable, social history, unremarkable. And family history, unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test review, collateral informant, check chart, check nursing, work, IDT. Next paragraph, current medication, see medication page. Check number one, Remeron, 15 milligram HS. Number two, Seroquel, 50 milligram, three times a day. Next paragraph, number three, lorazepam 0.5 milligram three times a day. Number four, Effexor XR 37.5 milligram. Also check anxiolytic side effects, check antipsychotics, check Remeron, and also check in my medical determination the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to herself and others. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, none, grooming, fair motor movements, weakness, stature, sitting, gait, wheelchair, self, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative with me, affect, blunted, mood, anxious, speech, guarded, comma, restricted, thought processes, confused, suicidal, homicidal ideation, denies suicidal ideation, psychotic symptoms. Conversation is out of touch with reality, fond of knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation to person, place, time impaired, attention impaired, concentration impaired, memory recent, remote impaired, sleep problems none, appetite fair. Next paragraph. Alzheimer's disease with late onset, G30.1, number 2. Dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, severe with mood disturbance, F02.C3, plans continue, Remeron, they're not sure of any benefits of adding Effexor XR. Next paragraph, number 3, generalized anxiety disorder, F41.1, plans continue, lorazepam as prescribed. Number 4, psychosis with the delusions, due to known physiological condition, F06.2, plans continue, Seroquel as prescribed. To stabilize mood and psychotic symptoms. Disposition, notify service of any changes of mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Next paragraph, GDR consideration done but not recommended considering ongoing psychotic and mood disturbance. Next paragraph, orders and procedures 99309, end of dictation.